Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with a very, very upbeat, familiar guy that we like to talk to. He's going to manage the Sacramento Rivercats this year. It's Jose Aguacil. Jose, good morning, and nice to have you on the show.
Good morning. It's another lovely day right here in Arizona, and thankful to be here.
Well, you're not a flying squirrel anymore. You become a River Cat, as you'll be managing the River Cats this year, a AAA team of the Giants in the Pacific Coast League. You know, we have so many listeners up in Sacramento. So I thought it'd be great to have you on and talk a little bit about yourself. Don't be shy. Tell us how you, where you grew up, what baseball was like for you, and how you got into the game.
Jose Aguacil is from Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela. And I grew up just behind the main stadium in Caracas. That's where my parents live. And, you know, you just heard the noise every day, and being a baseball fan for many years and love the passion to like any other fan, you know. Just, I used to go to the stadium, jump the fence, and go to the games, and little kid stuff, you know, that we all do when we are that age. And, you know, seeing these guys playing and that excitement as a fan, and you know, I started getting into baseball. I started playing baseball since I was little, and you know, I was like wondering, I wonder if one day I can play in this stadium. That was my dream, you know. See the lights from my house and the noise. I was like, well, my goal would be one day playing in that stadium. And of course, we all wish to play for the team that you grew up with, cheering for. And guess what? It happened. I made that dream come true, you know. Play right there, see my parents going, and my neighborhood have a neighbor growing up dreaming with us, and all my friends came and see me play right there. It was a great experience. Now I remember, I don't know much about how you get drafted and all the stuff. I remember when I was around 16, 17, a lot of scouts, they come and talk to me, and up to that point I don't know much how the whole system worked. And I got signed by Toronto. I played 2 years in Dominican. My second year I was let go, and I went back to Venezuela, played in a summer league over there, which it was a great league then. They don't have it anymore. And I played the winter with the team that I signed with. And the Giants came and offered me a job. I came here to rookie ball, and it was the best thing that happened to me. I still feeling like the Giants. I love the colors. I love the culture here. And hey, now I have my dreams. I wanna be one of these days a part of the staff right here. And now I'm a River Cat manager, and you know, I'm excited to get a new challenge in life.
What a great story. Jose Aguacil with us. He is going to manage the River Cats this year, and it's great to have him on the show. What a great story. Heroes for you growing up, and some of the names of the Venezuelan players, the heroes for you.
Well, we know that David Concepcion is from the same town where my mom is from. And Luis Aparicio, I remember very little about Luis, but you hear all these names coming through you, and now you just get excited. Omar Vizquel, which he's a good friend of mine, he played in the same league that my brother played. I have an older brother. And believe it or not, Omar was the same guy fielding that he was when he played in the big leagues.
Really?
I mean, it was amazing. I remember a lot of people talking about this kid and making all those plays. And, you know, we have so many shortstop coming through the system, Ossie Guillen, Manny Trillo, and these guys that used to be my idols. Now, some of these guys, they have a good friend of mine, and I'm like, wow, I'm in the same place where they are now. And we keep the friendship, you know, we call each other once in a while, and we talk about baseball. And it's great to have these guys, you know. They years ago, they were my idols. Now, we're friends. That is what you get out of this business, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's the dream of baseball. Jose Aguasil living it as he manages the Rivercats this year. Well, to jump ahead a little bit, you've been managing in the Giants system, and last year you were with Richmond, and it was one of those stories of a long losing streak, and my goodness, and, you know, was it going to be okay, and how would you react to it? And, you know, baseball is a game of failure, and you have to go through failure before you understand who you are and to come back from it, and you bounce back tremendously, and the club just missed the playoffs by a game. But take us through what happened last year and how you dealt with it, and it's a pretty amazing baseball story.
You know what? I think it was the best thing that happened to me, be honest with you, because, you know, we won the first two games, and after that, we didn't see the light for a while. You know, it was tough.
15?
Yeah, it was 15 games we lose in a row. And, but one thing that I always done, I mean, my dad always say to me, prepare for the worst, and you'll be able to live in the good. And, you know, I read, I talk to a lot of people. This game is mental. And I prepare myself mentally to go and experience the worst thing that could happen in the season, you know. Even though when you prepare, I mean, you face something bad, you know, not always you're going to be strong. But I was prepared, you know. I say, well, it's a very tough level, you know, and I haven't managed in a while. And I say, well, this is a good chance. I love challenges, you know. I like when I get challenged. I'm never going to quit. I have that mentality. I always have, and I continue with that. And you know what? A lot of people, they were worried about me, which I appreciate it. I mean, these guys that were on top of me, they calling me, are you okay? And show me that they cared about me. I have my mentors, and I call my mentors. Joe Amafitano is one of my biggest mentors, you know. And we through the years, we built this relationship. I call him, he's my dad in baseball. And Bochy, he's been awesome. Last year, he called me when I was going in this direction. And we talked for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And, you know, listen to a guy that been so successful in baseball as a manager. I mean, they really fooled your tank, you know, they keep going. And, you know, one thing that I always say, it was tough. I wouldn't say they weren't tough just being through this, but I never show my emotions. I mean, my job was to keep these guys, these players, believe that they can turn around. And I told these guys every day, I say, listen, I'm glad that this has happened to us, because we're going to build from this, and we're going to learn how to live through struggles, you know. And I, you know, every day I put a message in the board, some quote that I get from books and searching on the internet, try to keep these guys going. And it was a great experience. These guys, they went to war with me, you know. Yeah. And I backed these guys up. I told them, there's 25 guys right here, and I don't want any replace. I don't want anybody to be replaced. I want you guys to be a part of this. I want you guys to turn this thing around. And we did. I'm very proud of these guys. I mean, what we did, we created a nice culture. We created a family. We were all pulling in one direction. It was very excited to live this experience going south. And after the next month, it was just going in a different direction. Everybody was talking about us. We have a character in the field. You know, when the team took the field, they know that we were there to win. They know that we were tough to beat too, and that is what I want the guys to be recognized. And you see, three guys went to the big leagues and have a very important role in the big league club towards the end, and that's what we all about. It's not about Jose Alguacil. It's what these guys can offer and how they can get better.
Yeah, what a great story. And you're right, it's preparing people to get to the big leagues. And who are the three that went up for you? Tomlinson, I know, is one.
Yeah, it was Tomlinson, Osish, and Williamson. Also was another guy, he came up late. There was Williams, the catcher.
Yeah.
He was a former, he was here, and he made his debut with Colorado and came back and was able to play with the Giants. And very proud of these guys, you know. We faced a lot of different stages through the season, and I was very impressed how these guys were able to bounce from every hole that we got, every bump. It was very nice.
You're going to have a heck of a team in Sacramento. As I said, for the fans in Sacramento, just watch the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. As the flamethrowers come in, my goodness, you're going to have quite a team there. What's your thought? Looking forward to being up there in Sacramento?
No doubt about it. I'm very excited. Looking at these guys right here, they all have something to offer. And how I tell the guys, I mean, 25 guys going to be in the roster. Everybody have something to do with the team. I mean, we're going to have a family. We want to try the career family. We have some guys that came new to the organization, and right now what I'm doing is try to build a relation between these guys and myself, and try to connect it to other guys that probably be around. I don't know who are the guys that are going to be on my team. We haven't get to that point, but I'm looking forward to it. And you see, that's what I'm doing right now. Try to get some connection between myself and these guys and the new guys. They're going to be together.
Boy, what fun. Great to have you on the show. It's going to be fun. And you'll hear us during the year, of course, on KMBR, loud and clear in Sacramento, and we'll follow you. And I look forward to calling you and getting you on the show during the year, Jose, so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I've been seeing the fans in Sacramento soon.
Okay, that's Jose Aguasil. He will manage the Sacramento River Cats, and believe me, they're going to have some players this year. Down here in spring training, we've seen a lot of them. More coming up right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.